It's hard to believe, but on October 31, we say good evening from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for a non-conference men's basketball play between the Dort College Defenders and the Jamestown Jimmies. This is part of the Holiday Inn Express and Suites Classic, hosted by the Dort College Defenders. Moments ago, Crossroads loses to Northwestern Big. I believe the final score ended up 116-256. The Dort College Defenders and Jamestown Jimmies going through their warm-up paces. We'll take a break and we'll be back with a closer look at these two teams right after this.
The first two letters in our name say a lot about the people and the purpose of Dort College. We do. We come here to be shaped and nurtured and challenged, infused with knowledge and wisdom in order to go out and work for God's glory in all areas of His world. It's our mission and our mandate, and that's how we do college at Dort. Find out more at howwedocollege.com.
The Dort College Defenders are coming off a 2013-14 season where they posted a 28-6 record, won the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season title. They had a 17-3 mark inside the league. The Dort season came to an end in a double overtime loss to William Penn in the first round at the NAIA Division II National Championship Tournament at Point Lookout, Missouri. The Defenders put together a 13-game winning streak and an 8-game winning streak through the course of that season. Dort College will be looking to add several new faces through the course of this season, but there are some returners. Nathan Rindles is the top returning scorer with a 12.9 points per game average. He made 48% of his field goals and took down 5.4 rebounds. He averaged nearly 4 assists per game. Tyler Walterstorff returns after averaging 11.9 points per game with a 4.2 rebound average. David Denherter, Brian Sumner, and Alex Terpstra all appeared in all 34 games for the Defenders, with Denherter dumping in 6.3 points per game. He also grabbed 4.4 rebounds. Sumner and Terpstra both scored 4.8 points per game, and Patrick Nabala appeared in 20 games. J.D. Bohr, who appeared in 25 games last season, will be sidelined early this year with an injury. Dalton Franken, who scored 15.8 points per game in 13-14, will be out as well with an injury. This Jamestown crew has two games under their belt already. They have two games where they split the contest. They lost to the University of Regina, 82-63. They beat Carroll of Montana, 73-64. Raquan Tucker tops the team with a 25.5 points per game average, and he is converting 50% of his shots from the field. He takes down 5 rebounds per game. Jake Hagler is putting in 8 points per game in just 15 minutes of action off of the bench. Taylor Newton, Sam Johnson, and Jacob Havron each average 7.5 points per contest for a team that makes 42.9% of its field goals and allows opponents to make 48.6% of their tries. Jamestown has taken down an average of 34.5 rebounds per game through two contests, and opponents are taking in 29.5 rebounds per contest. The Jimmies finished last season 17-12. Tucker averaged 17.8 points per game. Taylor Newton and Matt Wango averaged 10.1 and 6.1 points per game, respectively, last season. Dort and Jamestown have met regularly in recent seasons. Dort holds a 6-2 advantage in the series. Last year's game in Jamestown went down to the wire, with Dort overcoming a sizable deficit to win a 96-92 decision. Kyle Lindberg had 33 points and 8 rebounds. Rindles had 16 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists. Tucker scored 23 and had 3 assists before fouling out. And Wango had 12 points. Back with a look at our starting lineups right after this. Starting lineups for tonight's game look like this. First of all, for the visitors from Jamestown and Coach Alan Magnani. He most recently at Iowa Wesleyan took the Jamestown coaching job last season. This is his first year on the bench for the Jamestown Jimmies. They'll start 0. Braquan Tucker, 6'1 junior from Joliet, Illinois, averaging 25.5 points per game. Taylor Newton's a 6-foot senior from Tyler, Minnesota. He averages 7.5 points per game. Logan Brown's a 6-foot sophomore from Roosevelt, Minnesota. He averages 3.5 points per game. Number 15 is Matt Wango, a 6'5 senior from Princeton, Texas, averaging 2 points per game. And Jacob Havron is a 6'6 sophomore from Pukalani, Hawaii. He's averaging 7.5 points per game. For the Dort College Defenders, head coach Ross Dalmum in his sixth year at Dort College. He will start Brian Sumner, a 6'2 sophomore from Ankeny, Iowa. Sumner came off of the bench last season for the Dort College Defenders. Number 11 is Patrick Nabali, 6'2 sophomore from Sauk Center, Minnesota. He also came off of the bench last year, had an early season injury, came on strong at the end of the year. Nathan Rendell, 6'1 junior from Boulder, Colorado. He settled in as the starting point guard for the Dort College Defenders. Named to the second team in the All-Great Plains Athletic Conference polling at the conclusion of the year. Number 35 is Tyler Walterstorff, a 6'5 senior from Sioux Center. He is back for his senior season. He's one of the top returning scorers for the Dort College Defenders. And Taylor Feenstra is a 6'7 freshman from Hull, Iowa. He played most recently at Western Christian in Hull and helped the Wolfpack to a state tournament title last year. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's pause for our national anthem, and then we'll be taking a break. But for right now, let's pause for our national anthem. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders in their home white uniforms, black numbers, trimmed out in yellow. The Jamestown Jimmies in their road blacks, orange numbers trimmed out in white. We are set for basketball. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We will tip things off straight up at 8 o'clock. Game 2 of the Holiday Inn Express Classic. Opening tap controlled by the defenders. Bringing basketball up is Nathan Rendell. Rendell passes left side over to Walterstorff. Gives it up over to Nabla. Nabla with it at the top of the key. Right side it comes over to Rendell. Rendell gives it up to Sumner. Sumner top of the key. Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Nabla. Nabla right side Rendell. Rendell with the basketball. 20 to shoot. Drives baseline. Cut off. Reversal pass through the hands of Feenstra. Sumner comes up with it on the weak side. Dort College throws it away. Nabla picks it up in the backcourt. The Dort College defenders turn it over. Timing got messed up when that ball went past Taylor Feenstra. Brian Sumner had to track it down in the corner, and things got interesting after that. Dort College turns it over. Jamestown with the basketball. First possession for the Jimmies. Taylor Newton with it on the left wing. Dort College in man-for-man defense. Briquan Tucker. Pass comes back right side. Back over to Newton. Newton at the top of the key. Looking down low for Jacob Havron. Three-pointer on the way. Missed it. No good. Off of the window. Rebound batted around. Coming away with it is Newton. Newton open to look at a three. He drills it. Briquan Tucker with a three-point basket. And the Jamestown Jimmies on the board first. 3-0. 3-0 our score. Dort College back the other way. Defenders have yet to get a shot off. Pass comes over to Feenstra. Feenstra baseline jumper off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Jamestown. Jimmy's off and running. Pass into the front court. Ball deflected out. Loose basketball tipped out. Controlled by Rendell. Rendell with the basketball. He'll bring it up. Rendell pushes the ball ahead to Sumner. Sumner, trailer, Feenstra. Feenstra on the wing. Nothing there. Left side. Reverses right side. Walt. Walterstorff three. Good. Tyler Walterstorff with the three-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders tied up at 3-3. 18:34 left to play, first quarter of action. Free-flowing basketball thus far. Jamestown basketball, Newton. Newton passes into the corner. Left side it goes to Brown. And we have a foul away from the ball. Foul's going to go on number 11, Patrick Nabla. Nabla whistled for a hold, and the Dort College defenders will play defense, inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. is Jamestown. Jimmy basketball, Taylor Newton to throw it in. Newton lob passed over the top. They get it on the left side. And the ball batted by Wingo. Wingo unable to finish in the lane. Here comes Dort College and Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the right side with it. Walterstorff driving. Nothing there. Sumner. Sumner into the lane. Dumps it outside. Nabla. Nabla lets fly with a right-handed three-pointer. No good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles will drive in, and he is fouled on the play by Braquan Tucker. Tucker whistled for the personal, his first. Team foul number one on Jamestown. So Jamestown gets called for the personal foul. Then Herder checks in. Feenstra will check out. So Taylor Feenstra, the freshman, checks out of the ballgame. Then Herder, the 6'9 senior, checks in. Dort College with the basketball, throwing it in over the top. They get it to Nabla. Nabla near the midcourt stripe, comes back down low. They go Den Herder. Den Herder going to work on the block. The right-handed baby hook in the lane, good. David Den Herder with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 5-3. 5-3 our score. Jamestown basketball. They bring it up the left side. Logan Brown with a basketball on the wing. Brown back out front. Tucker. Tucker closed out on. They get it back over to Brown. Brown three. No good. Rebound taken away by Nabla. Here comes Dort College off and running. Ahead to Sumner. Sumner on the fly. Hesitates. Right hand. Good. Brian Sumner, the sophomore from Ankeny, Iowa, with the two-point bucket. Back the other way quickly is Jamestown. Taylor Newton with it. Newton comes back right side to give it up to Tucker. Tucker guarded there by Nabla. Nabla given the task of guarding Tucker, the leading scorer for Jamestown. And Braquan Tucker off the dribble buries a three-pointer. With the basketball is Rindles. Nathan Rindles into the front court. Rindles passes right side over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball looking down low. Now looks out on top. He'll dribble it out to the top himself. They go to Nabla. Nabla down low. Walterstorff faces up 15 feet from the hoop on the right baseline. He jumps into the lane. His jump stop shot no good. Came to a jump stop in the lane. Forced it up with the left hand and got fouled on the play. Foul goal called on Matt Wingo. Free throws on the way for Tyler Walterstorff. So Walterstorff will shoot a pair. Alex Terpstra is going to check into the basketball game. Also checking in will be Andrew O'Donnell. So Dort College going to the bench early, rotating players through. Tyler Walterstorff, first free throw is good. He's got another one on the way. Sumner will check out. O'Donnell checks in. 16:59 remaining. First half of basketball at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Glad to have you along with me on this Friday evening. Hard to believe we're playing basketball. Came around quickly for those of you who needed your basketball fix, and it appears there were a fair number. We've got a gym full here at the DeWitt again. Walterstorff makes both free throws, and the defenders lead at 9-6. 9-6 our score. Now it's O'Donnell who will guard Tucker. Tucker not a big kid. Goes about 6 foot, I'd say, and that's generous. With the basketball out front is Taylor Newton. Newton passes Brown. Brown left side, it comes over to Wingo. Wingo gives it up to Taylor Newton. Newton to Tucker. Tucker guarded there by O'Donnell. Right side with the basketball is Brown. Logan Brown puts it on the floor one time. Comes back out on the wing. 13 to shoot for Jamestown, and they throw it away. Entry pass by Logan Brown was led him too far. That was Jacob Havren. Jamestown's going to go to the bench for the first time. Jake Hagler and Sam Johnson will check in for Jamestown. Checking out Wingo and Brown. Full court pressure applied here by Jamestown. See if it's a man-for-man or if it's a zone. Looks like a man-for-man. O'Donnell will bring it up. Rindles is going to play off the ball. They pass it to Nabla. Nabla to Rindles. Rindles on the left side. Down low it goes to Den Herder. Den Herder double-teamed. Reverses to O'Donnell. O'Donnell mishandles it momentarily. Gets back over to Nabla. Nabla underneath. It goes to Den Herder, and Den Herder draws the foul. David will go to the free-throw line to shoot a pair. Dort College with patience. They pound it down low to the 6'9 post player, and Den Herder was able to get that drop step. He gets fouled on the way to the hoop, and the Dort College defenders will shoot free throws with David Den Herder. Den Herder a couple of points today on a field goal. Dort College leading 9-6. Deep knee bend by the 6'9 post player. He drops it through. Well, good to see David in action about 10 days ago or so. Tweaked his knee. Thought that he might be out for a little while, but the big fella able to get back into action, and tonight comes off the bench and already has 3 points. Second free throw on the way for Den Herder. This one's up and good as well. Den Herder with 4 points, and the defenders lead it 11-6. 11-6 our score. Cedric Smith also into the game for Jamestown. Alex Terpstra on the defense with the basketball is Sam Johnson. And Jamestown nearly throws it away. It was tipped by Patrick Knobloch. Leighton Sampson checks into the contest. He's a freshman prepped at Southwest Christian in Minnesota. Patrick Knobloch will check out of the ballgame. Here's your reset. You've got Sampson, Feenstra back into the game as well. Sumner, Terpstra, and O'Donnell. Jamestown basketball with it up front is Hagler. Hagler gives it up to Newton. Newton into the lane. Tough shot off the side of the backboard. No good, but he gets bailed out. Foul called on the play. Foul's going to go on Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for his first. Team foul number two on the defenders. So two free throws on the way for Taylor Newton. Dort College did a pretty good job defensively. Looked like they had made the stop, and then Taylor Feenstra a little bit too much of a swat at the end of the play. Dort College leads 11-7 with 15:53 left to play in the first half. So far, the offense is ruling. Second free throw is up and good. So Taylor Newton with 5 points, and the Dort College lead is 11-8. O'Donnell with the basketball. He'll bring it up. The Sioux Center prep gives it up to Sumner. Sumner on the left wing. This is a young lineup on the floor for Dort College right now. You've got three freshmen and two sophomores. O'Donnell has it batted away. It's taken Newton. Newton on the drive. Newton challenged by O'Donnell. Rebound taken away by the defenders in Terpstra. Terp into the front court. Alex crosses over to Sumner. Sumner in the corner. Back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell open three off the heel. No good. Long rebound taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra muscles it up and down. Taylor Feenstra working the offensive glass. Rewarded with the putback. Jump. A long pass into the front court. O'Donnell taps it away. And the Dort College defenders lead 13-8. O'Donnell turning into a defensive back, if you will, on that play. Played some football for Sioux Center as well. Pretty good quarterback and cornerback. That time he tapped it away on the long pass over the top. Shot on the way, no good. Weak side rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner turns and heads up the floor. Dort College into the front court. Sumner gets a screen from Feenstra. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Sampson. Sampson with the right hand, no good, but he's fouled on the play. Leighton Sampson checks into the ballgame. Foul called on Sam Johnson, and Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Sampson, I believe through his career at Southwest Christian, if memory serves me correctly, over 1,000 points for a high school prep. First free throw on the way is up, and the soft touch for the 6'5 post players up and through. He's got another one on the way. Dort College, a deep enough bench that they will sub regularly and trot players in and out. Feenstra checks out of the ballgame. And checking back in, I believe Tyler Waltersdorf. That would make sense at least. Yep, Tyler's back in. Second free throw by Sampson, no good. Dort College now 5-for-6 on free throws. Dort College leads 14-8. And a carry as Jake Hagler gets a little too ambitious for the basketball on the left side. He travels with it. Dort College gets it on the turnover. Dort College leading 14-8. Tyler will inbound the basketball in front of the Dort College student section, which is on its feet once again and filled to the rafters. With it on the right side is Knobloch. Patrick passes over to Brian Sumner. Sumner with the basketball on the wing. Brian passes out front to Sampson. Sampson left side, Knobloch looking for Rindles, posting up Braquan Tucker. Rindles up off of the glass. Good. Nathan Rindles. Dort College has a mismatch down low on that man-for-man matchup. Tucker trying to guard Rindles, playing with a personal foul already, and we have a foul called. Patrick Knobloch runs through a screen, and Patrick will pick up his second personal foul. Patrick whistled for the personal foul as he ran through the screen. Andrew O'Donnell will check in. Patrick will check out for the time being. So Knobloch checks out. O'Donnell will get a few more extensive minutes. Jamestown with the basketball. Jake Hagler. Hagler on the right side. And we've got a moving screen called on Jamestown. Tit for tat, if you will. Cedric Smith gets called for the moving screen. Dort College with the basketball. Fifth team foul called on Jamestown in this half. 14-14 remaining, first half. With the basketball is Rindles. Rindles at the top of the key. Rindles driving right side. Puts it up, off balance shot, and he's going to be called for a charge. Nathan Rindles whistled for the personal foul. And for Nathan, that is his first. Team foul number four. Ben Herter is in. Sampson is out. 14-04 remaining in the contest in the first half. Dort College leading by eight. Jamestown with the basketball. This is Hagler. Hagler out front. He gets the return pass. Jake Hagler over to Sam Johnson. Sam Johnson gives it up to Logan Brown. Now to Braquan Tucker. Braquan Tucker off the dribble into the lane. Tough shot. Thought he might have traveled with it. Now we've got a collision underneath the basket. Rindles picks himself up. Two players for Jamestown on the floor. Come back over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, and we've got a foul called on Logan Brown. Brown whistled for the personal. His first. Team foul number six already on Jamestown. 16-8 our score. Dort College leading by eight. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Den Herder, Rindles, O'Donnell, Sumner, and Walterstorff on the floor for the defenders. With it on the right side is O'Donnell. He gets a seam, kicks it right side into the corner. Rindles. Rindles three, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Smith. Cedric Smith into the front court. Pass into the, goes over to Tucker. Tucker driving in, and Tucker is fouled on the play. And the foul is going to go on Sumner, I believe. Sumner or Walterstorff. Not sure which of the two will pick it up. That's going to go on Sumner, and that's foul number one on Brian. Braquan Tucker to the free throw line, where he is a 77% free throw shooter coming into the ball game. He'll shoot a pair. Remember, Jamestown has played two games already this season. So Tucker to shoot two. First one is up and good. It's been a while since Jamestown scored. It was 11-8. Dort College went five unanswered. Couple sloppy possessions, though, since. And now it's 16-9. Another free throw on the way for Tucker. Taylor Newton has 5 points. Tucker has four. Tucker averaging 25.5 points per game through two contests. Second free throw by Tucker is up and through. Tucker, 2-for-2 from the free throw line. And Jamestown is now 4-for-4 from the charity stripe as a team. Dort College leads 16-10. A little hazy on this one, so beg your pardon if I have to shake some rust off. Haven't transitioned out of volleyball and basketball yet. Well, it is, I should say, volleyball and football yet. Pass out front, Terpstra. Terpstra left side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with basketball. Andrew passes it up. Gives it up out front. Coach Ross Dalma makes a better door than window. Three, no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra up off the glass, no good. Rebound tap. Fight for the basketball, and we've got a foul on the play. Called on Jamestown. Jamestown whistled for the personal on the rebound. Matt Wingo whistled for his second. And Dort College will be shooting a 1-1 with Taylor Feenstra shooting the bonus. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So Feenstra to shoot a pair. And Feenstra, it's shot no good, but the rebound tapped out of bounds. And I believe we're going to have an overrule here, as I think a Jamestown player touched it last, coming over the top. And it will be Dort College basketball, and I believe they got it right. 16-10 our score, Dort College with the lead. Moments ago, Taylor Feenstra missed the front end of a 1-1. Somehow, Tyler Walterstorff got inside position, though, and a Jamestown player tapped it out of bounds over the top of him. Trying to feed it down low is Walterstorff, trying to find Feenstra. Let's take it away. Here comes Jamestown. Jamestown basketball. Jimmy basketball, three on the way, is up and good. So a three-point bucket by Jake Hagler, and Jamestown has cut the lead that was 16-8 down to 16-13. Into the front court is Tyler Walterstorff. He passes left side over to Terpstra. Terpstra, right side, O'Donnell, ball fake. Steps inside, back over to Sumner. Sumner, three, no good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Sam Johnson. Johnson with the basketball, gives it up to Hagler. Jamestown cutting into what was an 8-point lead. They can tie it with a 3-pointer here. Down to the baseline is Brown. Brown gives it up to Cedric Smith. Cedric Smith backing his way in. Nothing there. Comes back out. Dumps it up. Puts it up. No good. But a foul on the play called on Taylor Feenstra. And Feenstra whistled for his second. Foul number two on Taylor Feenstra. Team foul number six on the defenders. This game's stagnating just a bit. North College with a couple of players with two fouls each. First free throw by Smith is up and through. Cedric Smith shooting his first free throws of the year. Walterstorff is out. David didn't hurt her. Walterstorff will stay in. Feenstra will check out. Checking in is Taylor Newton for Jamestown. 12-10 remaining, first half. 16-14, our score, Dort College by a deuce. Second free throw on the way by Cedric Smith, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball, doesn't have the numbers. He'll pull up on the right wing, gives it over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff gives it up, Sumner. Sumner on the wing, looking for Dan Herder. Pass out front, Dort College with the basketball. They pass right side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, gives it up, right side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the right wing, gives it up to Sumner. Sumner back over to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra goes down low to Walterstorff. Walterstorff into the lane, puts it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Sam Johnson, and that's his second. And Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. So Tyler with 5 points. The Dort College defenders got to get things rolling again. They've been stuck on 16 for a while. Free throw is up and through, and Walterstorff now 3 for 3 from the charity stripe. Nathan Rendles is in for Dort College. Andrew O'Donnell checks out. Patrick Nabla picking up his second personal foul messes with the rotation just a bit. A second free throw on the way for Tyler Walterstorff is up and off the heel, no good. Rebound taken down by Sumner. Sumner floats it up on the lip, good. Brian Sumner with a hustle bucket. Dort College leads 19-14. 19-14 the score. Jamestown basketball approaching the midpoint of the first half of play. With it, Taylor Newton. Newton goes into the right corner. Down low, Smith. Smith facing up over the top of Den Herder. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Rendles. Good defensive possession by Dort College that time. They feed it over to Walterstorff into the corner. Terp. Three. No good. Rebound fought for, and we've got a hold called on Cedric Smith. Smith whistled for his second personal foul. Well, if the outside shot starts falling, look out. Right now, Dort College just battling through an evening where they're not making their threes consistently. That, of course, can change with one or two made shots. Sumner. Sumner had the two-point bucket. Den Herder. Free throw, no good. Rebound taken away by the Jamestown Jimmies. Den Herder now 2 for 3 on free throws. That's the second 1-1 front end that Dort College has missed on. You're going to leave some points on the table when you do that. Jamestown basketball, 3 on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Den Herder. Outlet quickly over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball on the right wing. Bryan with the basketball, looking for the pass back to the point. Gives it to Rendles. Nathan with the basketball, left side Turf. Terpstra with it, feeds it down low for Den Herder. They bring the double team, now they back up. Den Herder puts it on the floor one time. Back over to Terp. Terp, three, get in there. No good. Rebound fought for, and Rendles has just picked up his second. Nathan Rendles picks up his second personal foul, and Dort College will have to go without Nathan for a little while. Sampson is back in. Rendles is out. So on the floor for Dort College, now you've got Terpstra, O'Donnell, Sampson, Den Herder, and Rendles. I beg your pardon, and Sumner. Those are the five for Dort College. For Jamestown, they're going to counter with Janu, Potter, the free throw shooter Taylor Newton, Braquan Tucker, and Jake Hagler. First free throw is up and through for Taylor Newton. Newton with 6 points. Another free throw on the way for Newton, trying to cut it down to a three-point ball game. It's 19-15. Second free throw on the way, off the heel, no good. And that is the first, second missed free throw by Jamestown this evening. Dort College leads 19-15. Sumner with the basketball, gets it across the timeline, feeds it right side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball in between the circles. Andrew passes it left side over to Terpstra. Terpstra right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Back out front, Den Herder. Den Herder, Sampson. Layton with the basketball on the wing. Comes back over to Sumner. Sumner three, swish. Brian Sumner with 7 first half points. Dort College leads at 22-15. 7-point lead for the defenders. 9:50 left to play in the first half. Jamestown basketball with it up front. Newton. Newton feeds it off. Oh, no, he's going to dribble down to the baseline. Puts up the finger roll and gets it to go. Taylor Newton with a 2-point basket. He's got 8, and the defenders lead 22-17. Right side is Terpstra. Terpstra ball fake down to the baseline. Double team. Looking out front. Gets it away to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Bryan with the basketball in between the circles. He feeds it left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Sampson. Sampson unable to finish it, but he's fouled on the play. Layton Sampson to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Layton Sampson, 6'5 freshman, officially from Worthington, Minnesota. Foul called on Taylor Newton is his first. Sampson will shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw on the way is up and in and out, no good. Another one on the way for Layton. This will be the 12th free throw shot by Dort College this half. Right now they're 6 of 11. And 6 of 12. And stepping on the sideline trying to save it in is Brian Sumner. And the Dort College defenders lead 22-17, but leaving points on the board. They've missed the front end of a couple 1-and-1s. They've missed some free throws now recently. They still lead 22-17. Jamestown basketball on the right wing. Hagler, Dort College still in man for man. Braquan Tucker into the lane, dumps it off, and the shot is good. Basket by Dan Janu, and the Dort College lead is 22-19. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell goes to Sumner. Sumner with the ball. Sumner on the left side, looking for someone to pass to. Feeds it down low for Sampson. Sampson in the lane. His shot is good. Layton Sampson with 3 points. Dort College leads 24-19. 8:35 and counting, first half. Jamestown basketball, right side, three on the way for Hagler, missed it, no good, rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell quickly up the floor, he's going to drive inside, steps a defensive player, and they call a charge. Oh my goodness. Andrew O'Donnell whistled for a charge, and it certainly appeared that the defensive player was still sliding. O'Donnell whistled for the charge, but Ross Dalma didn't agree with the call either. 8:18 left to play, first half. Jamestown basketball, Braquan Tucker guarded there by O'Donnell. O'Donnell carries it, Tucker carries it, no call made. Three on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra into the front court. Alex with the basketball, feeds it left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf into the lane, he's going to drive in. And I believe we've got a hand check called early on Jamestown. Tyler loses a contact, I believe, in the process. And the foul is going to go on Jamestown and Jake Hagler, his first. Team foul number 10, and Dort College is already in the double bonus. Well, a couple plays in that last sequence. The charge on O'Donnell, questionable call, and then at the other end, it looked like Tucker carried it. But there was no call made. Now we come back the other way, and Waltersdorf gets fouled on his way to the hoop, and Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Waltersdorf 3 for 4 tonight, and that one's off the heel, no good. Now 3 for 5. Dort College leading 24-19 with 7:58 left to play in the first half. Second free throw is off the mark, no good, a little bit short, and the defenders unable to find the range from the free throw line. Raquan Tucker back the other way, drives in, and we've got a travel called on Jamestown. Travel is going to go against Jake Hagler, and Dort College will bring it back the other way. 24-19, Dort College in front. Dort College will walk it up. Bringing it up is Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell goes right side over to Tyler. Tyler with the ball. Tyler looking for some room to work, looking down low for Sampson, and his pass down low is kicked by the defensive player for Jamestown, Taylor Newton. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College throwing it in. This will be Alex Terpstra. Neither team has used a timeout yet. 7:35 remaining in the first half. O'Donnell into the lane. Now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Jamestown basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. 7:25 and counting, first half. Jamestown basketball. They go left side with it. Tucker. Tucker guarded there by O'Donnell. Gets a screen. Tucker, nothing to work with. Passes off right side. Wing shot no good from 15 feet. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner up the floor by himself with the basketball. Sumner passes into the corner. Terpstra. Terpstra dumps it off. Tries to dump it off for Sampson. And it's taken away. And now we've got a foul called. A blocking foul called on Dort College and Alex Terpstra. His first. Team foul number 9. And a 1-1 on the way for Jamestown. Time to regroup for the defenders. 7:01 remaining, first half. Dort College 24, Jamestown 19. So 24-19 our score. Free throws on the way for Tucker. This will be a 1-1. He's 2-for-2 tonight. Make it 3-for-3. Well, Jamestown shooting their 10th free throw. Currently 7-of-9. Dort College lead is 24-20. Another free throw on the way for Tucker. This one's up and good as well. So 24-21 our score. Tucker now with 7 first half points. And the defender lead is 3 at 24-21. Right side pass over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball out front. Terpstra. Terpstra at the top of the key. Passes left side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf at the top of the key. Comes back over to Sumner. Sumner with it at the right wing. Comes back over to Terpstra. Man-to-man defense applied by Jamestown. Jimmy's with it. Pass over to O'Donnell. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Walthersdorf shakes right, goes left, drives into the lane, finds Den Herder. Den Herder puts it up, blocked. Fight for the basketball, taken down by Den Herder. Den Herder's shot, they wave it off. Shot clock violation against Dort College. Den Herder unable to handle it cleanly initially. And the Jamestown Jimmies get the basketball back on the shot clock violation and the turnover. Dort College playing without three of their starters. Taylor Feenster, Nathan Rindles, and Patrick Nabla all on the bench with two personal fouls. Dort College leads 24-21. Driving baseline, and we've got a foul before the shot, and that's going to go on Dort College and Patrick Nabla. I beg your pardon. It's going to go on Terpstra. And for Alex Terpstra, that's number 2. Dort College running out of options. So two free throws on the way for Jamestown. Shooting will be Jake Hagler. First free throw by Hagler, no good. 6:17 left to play in the half. Dort College right now, it seems like they're just trying to get to halftime. Nabla will check into the ballgame for Dort College. Checking out is Terpstra. So Terpstra checks out. Second free throw is up, and that one's good. So Hagler makes one of two, and the defenders trail 24-22. O'Donnell with the basketball. He'll bring it up the right sideline. O'Donnell with the ball in between the circles. Andrew passes left side, gives it up to Nabla. Nabla at the top of the key, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, O'Donnell. O'Donnell misses the three, no good. Rebound down on the floor, picked up by Jamestown. Jimmy's with the basketball. They can take the lead with a three. They pass into the right corner. They can tie it with a two. Jamestown basketball. This is Taylor Newton. Newton with the basketball. Newton goes over to Tucker. Braquan Tucker off the dribble, working against O'Donnell. Throws it away. It's taken back by Sumner. Sumner gives it up. Tyler. Tyler into the front court. Ty Walterstorff passes left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell into the corner, Nabla. Nabla looking down low, gives it up Sumner. Sumner right wing to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Walterstorff. And now we've got a foul called on Tyler Walterstorff. And it certainly looked like the player swiped over the top to get that ball loose. Foul number one on Walterstorff. Team foul number 10 on the defenders. Both teams in the double bonus from here on out. Free throws on the way for Jake Hagler. So Hagler to shoot a pair. First one up and good. He can tie it with a made free throw here. 24-23 at Ord College by a point. 5:30 remaining. 24-23 our score. Second free throw is up and good. So it's 24-24. Hagler makes both free throws. And the defenders will bring the basketball into the front court. Tyler Walterstorff with it. Walterstorff right side. Danny Voss. Voss checked into the ballgame for Walterstorff, I believe. No, Walterstorff is still out there. And Walterstorff again mugged out on the perimeter. Still loose. And Ord College calls a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Ord College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Ord College calls a timeout. They have five remaining. With 5:11 left to go in the first half, Jamestown has battled back from a six-point deficit to tie it at 24-24. Dort College in some foul trouble. They've got four players with two fouls each. With it out front is Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Dort College is, well, they go to Nathan Rindles. 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Into the corner, Voss. Voss puts it up, partially blocked, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Jamestown basketball. Well, they say the shot clock violation. Ball never hit the rim. So even though it was out of bounds on Jamestown, it'll be Jamestown basketball because of the shot clock violation. Jake Hagler with the basketball out front. And we've got a moving screen called on the Jamestown Jimmies. And getting whistled that time is Vlad Stojkovicu. So Stojkovicu whistled for the personal, his first. Dort College will bring the basketball up. 4:44 and counting. First half, Dort College and Jamestown tied up 24-24 in what has settled into a defensive battle now. Walterstorff with it over to Rindles. Rindles with it on the right wing. Rindles is fouled on the play. Jamestown player tried to flop and buy the foul. And that time the official's not buying. And Vlad Stojkovicu whistled for his second personal. Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 4:32 remaining in the first half. 24-24 our score. Free throw on the way for the junior. It's up and down. Rindles with another free throw on the way. 25-24, Dort College regains the lead for the moment. On the floor for Dort College, Walterstorff, Sampson, Rindles. And we've got a lane violation. So Rindles will shoot another free throw after he missed it. Sumner. And O'Donnell on the floor for the defenders. This one's up and good, so Rendles makes good on the second chance. And the defenders lead 26-24. 4:30 and counting, first half. York College looking for a defensive stop. Jamestown basketball, with it is Hagler. Hagler to Newton. Newton with the basketball, gives it up left side, over to Johnson. Johnson with the basketball. Jamestown with the ball, working it around. They go right side over to Newton, 15 to shoot. Sumner not giving any ground. Sampson jumps out on the switch. They swing it right side. With the basketball is Johnson. Johnson looking for Tucker. Five to shoot. Step back three on the way for Tucker. He hit it. Braquan Tucker with 10 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 27-26. First lead for Jamestown since it was 3-0. Dort College basketball out front is Sumner. Sumner with it, looking for someone to pass to. Picks up his dribble. Feeds it down low for Sampson. Sampson working down on the baseline. Reverse, no good. Rebound to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf off of the glass, no good. Rebound tapped out, taken by O'Donnell, and O'Donnell is fouled on the play by Newton. Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Dort College got an entry pass into Sampson. Sampson missed on the reverse. Dort College had a couple of point blank shots that they were unable to convert on. First free throw is up and good for O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the first of what we hope are many points for the defenders over his career. He's got another one on the way. 27 all. Dort College with another free throw coming. And O'Donnell leaves that one short. And now foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on Leighton Sampson. Sampson whistled for his first personal, and we'll walk the other way and shoot more free throws in what has settled into a free throw shooting contest. 12 fouls on the defenders in the first half. So free throws on the way for Sam Johnson. Johnson will shoot a pair. First free throw is up and good. So Sam Johnson makes the first one. And Jamestown now trying to extend the lead. 28-27, Jamestown in front by a point. Second free throw coming. This one's up and good. Sam Johnson gives Jamestown a 29-27 advantage. 3:30 remaining, first half. With it on the right side is O'Donnell. O'Donnell in between the circles now. O'Donnell passes right side to Rendles. Rendles down to the baseline, tries to dump it off, out of control, and loose ball's taken away by Tucker. Tucker whipped it off the glass, gets it to go, and he's fouled on the play. And who's the foul going to go against? Foul's going to go on Sumner, and that's number two on him. Braquan Tucker will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Dort College has to find a way to regroup. Got foul trouble all around. Players with two include Brian Sumner, Patrick Nabla, Nathan Rendles, Taylor Feenstra, and Alex Terpstra. For Jamestown, Taylor Newton, Matt Wango, and Sam Johnson have two each, as do Cedric Smith and Vlad Stojkovicu. Jamestown takes a four-point lead, 31-27, and a three-point play opportunity here for Tucker. Raquan Tucker, free throw, good. Tucker makes it a 32-27 ball game, 3:12 and counting, first half. With it on the left side is Terpstra. Terpstra's going to drive on the right wing over to Rendles. Rendles to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf gives it up, Terpstra. Terpstra to O'Donnell. O'Donnell dumps it off. And we've got a foul called on Jamestown. Foul's going to go on Jamestown's Sam Johnson, and I believe that's three on him. Nope, two. O'Donnell to shoot a pair. Somewhere along the line I assessed Johnson a foul that he evidently didn't have. O'Donnell, first free throw good. He's got another one coming. 32-28 our score. Taylor Newton checks out of the ball game. Also checking out is Sam Johnson. So second free throw on the way for Andrew O'Donnell, trying to make it a three-point ball game. And O'Donnell makes it. O'Donnell 3-for-4 on free throws. Defenders trail 32-29, 2:55 and counting, first half. First half that has taken a while to play. Almost 45 minutes old. Lots of fouls, lots of turnovers. Jamestown basketball, Braquan Tucker to the middle of the floor, and a reach-in foul called on Alex Terpstra. Terpstra knocked the ball loose and then went after it and got called for the foul. Braquan Tucker will go to the free throw line for more free throws. So Tucker shooting two. So Tucker, first free throw up and through. Tucker strikes me as the type who will pick up his buckets in bunches. He's done that just now. Wasn't that long ago he was sitting at 7 points. Now he's got 14. Another free throw on the way for Tucker. Picked up an early foul and has managed to go since then without picking up another one. Makes both free throws. Does dip Braquan Tucker, and he's now 7-for-7 on charity tosses. Dort College is down 5, 34-29. With the basketball is Sampson. Sampson nearly throws it away. It's taken by O'Donnell. 2:30 left to play in the half. Then Herter, high-low pass. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Jamestown. And this could end up being a battle of attrition before it's all over. Foul on Jamestown in Kewan Davis. That's his first. 2:26 left to play first half. Waltersdorf to shoot. Two free throws. This will be the seventh and eighth free throw shot by Waltersdorf this half. And Tyler struggling right now. Missed the first free throw. He's 3-for-7. Got to start getting on a streak on the positive side. 34-29 our score. Second free throw on the way is up, and this one's good. So Waltersdorf makes one of two. And the defenders trail 34-30, 2:20 and counting. Jamestown basketball, working with it is Jack Hagler. Hagler on the left side gives it up Tucker. Tucker guarded by O'Donnell. Comes back over to Kewan Davis. Kewan Davis gives it up Hagler. Hagler to Tucker. Tucker thought about the three. Dort College in the zone. Long three on the way. Tucker missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Jamestown. Beg your pardon. Dort College comes up with it. Pass through the lane. Deflected and tipped out of bounds. 1:54 remaining. Here in the first half, Dort College gets the basketball back. That rebound was tipped out long and ended up right in between the scorer's bench and the Dort College bench. Dort College can cut the lead down to one or two with a made bucket here. David Denherter hands it over to Nathan Rindles. Rindles down to the baseline working against Tucker, and we've got a foul called on the play against Braquan Tucker. Tucker whistled for his second personal foul. 1:48 remaining. Tucker will check out of the ballgame. Davis will check in for Jamestown. So two free throws on the way for Nathan Rindles. Rindles' first free throw up and through. Another free throw for Nathan Rindles. Danny Voss will check into the ballgame if Rindles makes this free throw. Dort College trying to protect Rindles with two personal fouls. And Rindles makes that free throw. Nathan Rindles with 6 first half points. Defenders trail 34-32. Long ways to go in this one, obviously. 34-32, 1:45 and counting first half. Jamestown basketball, Hagler. Hagler goes right wing. They look back to the right wing. Now reverse it over to Davis. Davis with the basketball. We'll see how Jamestown attacks without Braquan Tucker on the floor. They go to the right elbow. This is Vlad Stojkovicu. Stojkovicu, a fadeaway 15-footer. It's good. 36-32, Jamestown by 4. 1:20 and counting, first half. Left side with it is Danny Voss. Voss on the wing, out front, Wolf. Tyler Waltersdorf goes back right side. Gives it up, back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell out front to Den Herder. 18 to shoot for Den Herder. Comes back over to Voss. Voss to Den Herder. Down low to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf double teamed. One dribble. Kick out. Voss. Voss. Three. In and out. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Jamestown. Coming away with it is Kewan Davis. Kewan Davis gives it up to Hagler. Hagler with the basketball. Hagler to Potter. Potter with the basketball out front. Kewan Davis stolen away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell, one player to beat, puts it up, and he is fouled on the play by Kewan Davis. Kewan Davis whistled for his second personal foul. And O'Donnell will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Eight total field goals made by Dort College in the first half. Jamestown with eight as well. Jamestown has been sharper on their free throws. First free throw by O'Donnell is good. He's got another one coming. O'Donnell now 4 for 5. Another free throw coming for O'Donnell. This one's up and in and out. No good. Dort College trails 36-33. Jamestown basketball. Jimmy's have it out front. Hagler. Hagler with it, working against Voss. Jamestown can run it down under 5 seconds on the game clock before they have to take a shot. Jamestown with the basketball. Dort College looking for a 5 seconds call. Jamestown, a 5 seconds call. No, oh my goodness. Looked like Danny Voss had done everything possible to get the 5 second call. And Jake Hagler succeeds in drawing the foul. Danny Voss whistled for his first personal, and Hagler makes the free throw. Hagler makes the first. He's got another one on the way. This one's up and good as well, so Jamestown taking advantage of their free throw shooting here in the first half. With 12.1 seconds left to go in the half, they lead by 5. Dort College basketball. Tyler Waltersdorf into the front court. Waltersdorf in between the circles. 6 to shoot. Drives in. Lays it up. Right hand. And they call the foul on Tyler Waltersdorf. And that's his second. 4.4 seconds remaining in the half. Waltersdorf has just picked up his second personal foul. Trevor Kauf will check into the game. He'll check in. Waltersdorf will check out. Leighton Sampson will back off. Here comes Jamestown. 2 seconds left. 1. Into the front court is Hagler. Hagler lets 5 of the 3. No good. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Jamestown 38, Dort College 33. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing 38-33 at halftime of this non-conference basketball game. Dort College led most of the first 10 minutes, led 22-15 with 9:50 left to go in the first half. Jamestown came back to tie it at 24-all, outscoring Dort College 9-2 to tie it up. We're tied again at 27-27. Jamestown then built as much as a 5-point lead at 34-29. Dort College cut it down to 34-32 and had it down to 3 again at 36-33. And we stand at 38-33 currently, Dort College by 5. Down by 5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College led unofficially by Tyler Waltersdorf, 7 points, while the Jamestown Jimmies led by Braquan Tuckers, 15 points unofficially. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College, 8 of 23 shooting in the first half, 2 of 11 on threes, 15 of 26 on free throws. Jamestown, 8 for 21 from the field, 4 of 11 on three-pointers, 18 of 21 on free throws. Dort College out-rebounded in the first half, 24 to 14. 33 total fouls called in the first half, 17 on Jamestown, 16 on the defenders. Dort College led in scoring in the first half of play by Brian Sumner, 7, along with Tyler Walterstorff, 6 for Nathan Rindles, 4 for Andrew O'Donnell, 4 for David Den Herter, 3 for Leighton Sampson, 2 for Taylor Feenstra. For the Jamestown Jimmies, Braquan Tucker, 15 points, 8 for Taylor Newton, 8 for Jake Hagler, 2 each for Sam Johnson, Dan Janu, and Vlad Stojkovicu. Rebounds, Dort College, with 4 rebounds by Taylor Feenstra and 4 from Nathan Rindles, and another 4 for David Den Herter, 3 each for Andrew O'Donnell and Alex Terpstra. 3 rebounds for Brian Sumner as well. Dort College with a 24-14 rebounding advantage. A lot of good things for the defenders in the first half, but most notably, you see Dort College 8 of 23 from the field, 15 of 26 on free throws. Turnovers, Dort with 11, Jamestown with 8. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Busy day tomorrow for the Dort College athletic teams. We start bright and early at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, Dort College versus Presentation in women's basketball. That game will be available via a webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. The 11 o'clock game features Dort College versus Crossroads, team that Northwestern beat earlier tonight in game one of the Holiday Inn Express and Suites Classic. That will be available via a webcast as well at www.dort.edu/athletics. 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Dort College football as they take on the Doan Tigers. That'll be available on KDCR 88.5 FM and also on a webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. Dort College volleyball tomorrow afternoon, 3:30 junior varsity start time, 5 o'clock varsity start. You can hear that on KDCR. John Slagers will be handling the play-by-play of the football and volleyball contests tomorrow. Dort Blades in action tonight at Iowa State. They're in action tomorrow as well in Ames, Iowa. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Well, we're going to keep it right here, and we'll tell you who makes the broadcast of these games possible. They include Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 712-722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. And also made possible at the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4. Also 7:30 to 8:30, Monday through Fridays from 9 to 4, Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Also made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Also made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We get set for our second half of basketball. First half, taking a while, 33 fouls and a half will do that to you. Tonight's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Dort College basketball as we start the second half of play. Pass goes left side over to Sumner. Sumner gives it up down low for Den Herder. Den Herder puts it up and he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Jacob Havron. Havron whistled for the personal. So Dort College will send David Den Herder to the free throw line, and he will shoot a pair of free throws. David, 2 for 3 so far this evening. He'll shoot a pair. Dort College. Free throw on the way for Den Herder is up and down. Dort College trails 34-38. A second free throw coming for Den Herder. Den Herder, 6'9", senior from Sioux Center. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Den Herder makes both free throws. And the Dort College defenders trail 35-38. 19:47 left to play in this ballgame. Jamestown basketball with it on the left side is Logan Brown. Brown gives it up to Briquan Tucker. Tucker with the basketball on the wing. Tucker will back it out and set it up. Tucker looking for someone to pass to. Passes over to Tucker. Gets the pass on the right side. They dump it down low with the basketball. Working his way in is Havron. Havron puts it up with the right hand. Good. Jacob Havron with the two-point bucket. Dort College trails 40-35. A reach-in foul called on Jamestown and Matt Wingo. Wingo has just picked up his third personal foul. So the foul called on Matt Wingo. Wingo picks up his third. Nathan Rindles brings the basketball into the front court. Rindles goes right side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Gives it up Rindles. Rindles gets the shot to go and he is fouled. So Nathan Rindles fouled on the play. And Nathan will go to the free throw line where he will shoot to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Rindles with 8 points now, and the defenders trail 40-37. Foul charge to Briquan Tucker. So Tucker has just picked up his third personal. 19:04 remaining. First free throw and only free throw is up and good. So Rindles cuts the lead down to 40-38. Driving into lane, ball deflected out. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Jamestown basketball. Jamestown gets the ball inbounded. If I sound distracted, I am trying to do a little troubleshooting. At the same time, with the basketball, the shot no good by Jacob Havron. He'll go to the free throw line. And that is foul number three on Tyler Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf has just picked up his third personal foul. So the Dort College defenders trailing by two. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Jacob Havron. Havron with 3 points. Alex Terpstra is going to check into the ballgame. And I would imagine Tyler Walthersdorf is going to check out. Free throws are up and good. Knocking down the two free throws for Jamestown was Havron. Havron with 4 second-half points. 18-47 and counting. Ball game. 42-38, North College down four. Patrick Knoblau with it on the left side. He comes back over to Rendles. Rendles down to the baseline. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound Terpstra. Terpstra up and good. Alex Terpstra with the offensive rebound and the putback. North College trails 42-40. 42-40. Jamestown in front by two. Their leading score, though, Tucker playing with three personals. He's still in the ballgame. They hand it off. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Den Herder. Den Herder outlet over to two. Rendles. Rendles for the basketball. Rendles driving in. And we have a foul called on the play against Jamestown. That's going to go on Taylor Newton, I believe. No, it's Logan Brown, number five. Brown picks up the personal. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball. That's number three on Brown. Checking out of the ballgame will be Brown. 18:09 remaining, first in the ballgame. Inbounding is Rendles. Rendles finds Den Herder. Den Herder in traffic off the glass. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Jamestown. Jimmy basketball. Long pass into the front court. Tucker. Tucker into the lane. Tucker double teamed. They give it up to Hagler. Hagler with the basketball. Cross court pass. They dump it down low. Shot is up and good. Jamestown gets the bucket. And that was Jacob Havron. Havron with 6 points. And the Jimmies lead at 44-40. Well, somewhere in that melee, Nathan Rendles lost one of his skis. He'll clip it back on. Dort College trails 44-40, 17:51 remaining. Bringing the basketball up is Rendles. Rendles with it in between the circles. He passes right side over to Sumner. Sumner with the ball to Terp. Terpstra, left side, Rendles. Rendles with it on the wing. Rendles looking down low. They go to Feenstra. Feenstra, short shot, good. Taylor Feenstra with a two-point bucket. Dort College has 4 points from Feenstra. Jamestown with the basketball. Jamestown trailing 44-42. Tucker in traffic, and Tucker is fouled on the play. We'll see who it's going to go against. It's going to go on Alex Terpstra. That's his fourth. So Terp picks up his fourth. He'll have to check out. Andrew O'Donnell will check in. 44-42, Jamestown in front by two. Fresh 35 for Jamestown to work with. In danger of a 5 seconds call, they get the ball inbounded. They get it to Sam Johnson, and now Andrew O'Donnell's called for a foul, trying to deny the pass down low. O'Donnell picks up his second personal. And already four fouls on Jamestown in this half, three on Dort College. Jamestown basketball. Jimmy's throwing it in, pass over the top, and they get the ball inbounded to Taylor Newton. Newton with the basketball, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. Who's it going to go on? Is that on Tucker? Well, they're going to say that was a 3 seconds violation. 3 seconds violation on Jamestown Dort College basketball. Sometimes we make it up as we go. Rendles shakes left, goes right, drives in. His shot is good. The whirling dervish strikes again. He's got 11. Dort College ties it up. 44-all, 16:52 left to go. Jamestown basketball. Tucker. Tucker on the left side. Jamestown into the corner. Goes down to Newton. Newton drives into the lane. His short shot. No good. Rebound Feenstra. Taylor with the basketball. Gets it ahead. Nabla. Nabla over left side to Rindles. Rindles stops. Gives into the corner. O'Donnell. O'Donnell down to the baseline. Dumps it off for Feenstra. Feenstra shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Taylor will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Well, Feenstra coming off of the bench here in the second half rather than starting the half on the floor. And Feenstra and Den Herder swapping places to start the half at least. Free throw on the way for Taylor. Up and no good. I've walked through the gym several times over the past week, and invariably I see Taylor working on his free throws. Didn't look like at that time, but he makes one of two, and the Dort College defenders trail, I should say lead now, 45-44. 45-44, our score, Dort College by a point. Jamestown with the basketball, and we've got a blocking foul called on the Jimmies. Who's it going to go on? That foul goes on number 14 for the Jamestown Jimmies, and Dort College gets the basketball back. So the foul call whistled against Sam Johnson. So 14 picks up the personal foul. Sam Johnson thought he got whistled for it. Rindles will drive in. His shot no good. But a foul on the play called on Jamestown. So that foul called on number 13, Jake Hagler, his second. And Nathan will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Some of his best friends call him Nate. Dort College leads him leads 45-44. Free throw on the way by Rindles, up and down. Rindles with six in the second half, 12 in the ball game, and the Dort College defenders extend their lead to two, 46-44. Another free throw on the way. 16:01 left to go in this slow-moving game. Not a lot of flow to this one yet. Rindles makes both free throws. Dort College leads 47-44. Dort College has outscored Jamestown 14-6 to start this half. Jamestown basketball, Tucker. Tucker with it at the top of the key, guarded there by Nabla. With it on the right wing, driving is Newton. Newton puts it on the deck. They dump it down low. Shot short, good. Cedric Smith got it in the lane. Muscles it up against Taylor Feenstra, and here come the defenders. With the basketball, it goes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell drives in, puts it up, and he is fouled on the play. Foul called on Jamestown's Vlad Stojkovicu. Stojkovicu whistled for his third personal. Tyler Waltersdorf is going to check back into the game as well for the defenders. On the floor for the defenders, it is Sumner, Waltersdorf, O'Donnell, Rindles, Sampson. Those are the five for the defenders. We'll get the black jerseys in just a moment. And O'Donnell misses the front end of the one and one. Dort College is going to have to survive a subpar shooting night from the charity stripe tonight. Here in the second half, they've done a better job. Jamestown basketball shooting for the lead. They give it up. Comes back outside. Stojkovicu misses everything. Rebound tapped. It's still loose. Picked up by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. Jamestown on defense. Waltersdorf gives it up. Sumner. B-Sum. Three. Off the mark. No good. Rebound tapped out. O'Donnell comes away with it. O'Donnell feeds Sumner. Sumner layup. Good. O'Donnell knows for the basketball. Sumner sees an open lane. He gets the bucket. O'Donnell the offensive rebound and the assist. And the Dort College defender fans love the grit and they love the ball movement. Dort College leading by three, 49-46. Jamestown basketball, three on the way, no good. Rebound taken away by Walt. Walt ahead to Rindles. Rindles has Sumner, feeds him. Sumner up, good! B-Sum on the end of that pass. Rindles with the assist, and the defenders lead at 51-46. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 51-46, our score, Dort College by 5. 14:22 left to play in the ballgame. Jamestown uses a timeout, their first. Both teams have 5 timeouts remaining. 14:22 left to go in regulation. Long ways to go in this one. Stojkovicu gets it inbounded. He inbounds to Hagler. Hagler with the basketball. Hagler gives it up over to Newton. Newton with the basketball. Stojkovicu. Stojkovicu to Tucker. Tucker with the basketball. And a hand check called on Brian Sumner. So Sumner picks up his third. Team foul number 4 on the defenders. Jamestown on offense. Pass goes into the corner. With it is Hagler. Dort College, sagging man right now. Sag off some specific players and a travel called on Taylor Newton. Newton, a case of happy feet. Doesn't put it on the deck quickly enough, and the Dort College defenders will walk it into the front court with Nathan Rindles doing the honors. Well, Dort College, several of their players in the first half played limited minutes due to foul trouble. We'll see if that plays a part in the substitution pattern here in the second half. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles out front, 24 seconds to shoot. Passes over to Sumner, zone defense by Jamestown. Dort College with the basketball. Comes back right side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell directing traffic. O'Donnell passes right side. Walt. Walt, 3, got it. Bang, bang, bang. Tyler Walterstorff, 10 points. And the defenders lead at 54-46. Jamestown with the basketball. Hagler. Hagler driving right side. Hagler feeds it out front to Newton. Newton with the basketball. Newton gives it back over to Stojkovicu. Stojkovicu will drive in, and Tyler Walterstorff is whistled for the personal foul. And Tyler's just picked up his fourth, and Dort College is going to have to battle through more foul trouble here in the second half. Ty checks out of the ballgame with 13:19 left. David Denherter also checking into the ballgame. He will check in and give Leighton Sampson a break. 8-point advantage for the defenders, their biggest of the ballgame. Jamestown basketball, 13:14 and counting. And if you're a Dort College fan, you just want those minutes to tick away. Jamestown basketball, pass out front. With it is Hagler. Hagler to Tucker. Tucker feeds it down low. Jamestown basketball. They go inside to Smith. Smith puts it up over the top of David Denherter. And Denherter gets called for the personal foul. And for David, that is foul number 1. Cedric Smith will shoot 2 as he was fouled in the act of shooting. 1 for 2 is Smith tonight. And now 1 for 3. Another free throw on the way. Another free throw on the way for Smith. This one's in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by David Denherter. So Smith makes no free throws. He's 1 for 4 tonight. Dort College will bring it up. With the basketball at front is Rindles. Rindles in between the loops. Rindles. Stops on the wing, feeds it to Denherter. Denherter puts it up, and he's fouled on the play. And David Denherter double clutches, draws the foul, and will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. David Denherter shooting a pair. Foul, by the way, charged to Smith, his third. So 2 free throws coming for David. First free throw on the way is up and good. Another one on the way for David Denherter. Feenstra is in. Leighton Sampson, I beg your pardon, Nathan Rindles will check out. Dort College trying to extend the lead to 10. 12:41 left to go in the contest. 55-46 Dort College by 9. Jamestown has scored 8 points here in the first 7 minutes and 19 seconds of this second half. Denherter makes 1 of 2, and the Jimmies bring it up the floor. Jamestown with the basketball. Tucker. Tucker guarded there by Nabla. They feed it down low. With the basketball. And we've got a travel called on Jamestown's Janu. Janu looked up, and all he saw was Den Herter holding his ground. Den Herter didn't back off. And he leaned in and gets called for the whistle. Or should say, called for the travel violation. I said I had some rust to work off tonight. With it out front, Nabla. Nabla with it on the wing. Patrick passes right wing over to Feenstra. Feenstra gives it up left side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew O'Donnell gives it up over to Sumner. Brian Sumner to Den Herter. Den Herter, O'Donnell, three ball, got it! Andrew O'Donnell reigns in the three. He's got seven, and the defenders lead 58-46. A dozen-point advantage for Dort College. Another timeout charged to Jamestown. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 58-46, Dort College by a dozen. Dort College. Sports broadcast made possible by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. 11:50 and counting left to go. Ball game. Tucker passes it off to Taylor Newton. Newton with the basketball. Newton gives it up, and that's a bad matchup. Taylor Feenster trying to keep up with Logan Brown on the perimeter, and Taylor's going to pick up his third personal foul. 58-46, our score, Dort College by a dozen. Jamestown's Taylor Newton will check out of the ballgame. Checking in is Matt Wingo. Free throws on the way for Logan Brown. This will be a 1-1. So bonus situation here. 1-1 opportunity here for Brown. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Brown. Another free throw on the way with 11:41 left to go in the game. So the second free throw by Brown is up. And that one's good as well. So Brown makes them both. North College leads 58-48. O'Donnell passes right side, gives it up to Nabla. Nabla to Sumner. Sumner into the corner. Nabla. Nabla down low for Sampson. Sampson layup good. Leighton Sampson with a two-point bucket. He's got five, and the defenders lead 60-48. Jamestown basketball out front. Picks up his dribble. Might have traveled with it. No call made. Here's Brown, guarded this time by O'Donnell. Dumps it down low for Janu. Janu loses it. Now blocked out of bounds by Sampson. Sampson held his ground, hesitated, and as the shot went up, swats it away. And the Dort College defenders leading by a dozen. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Jamestown to inbound the basketball. They throw it over the top, and they find Matt Wingo. Wingo gives it up. Lob pass goes down low. Janu. Janu off of the glass. Good. Dan Janu with 4 points, and the defender lead is 60-50. Brian Sumner floats it up on the baseline. His shot is good. Brian Sumner with 13 points. Dort College leads 62-50. Back the other way. Shot no good by Brown, and we've got a charging foul called. They're going to call a moving screen on Dan Janu. Janu picks up the personal. His first. 10:46 left to go in the contest. On the floor for the defenders, it's Sampson, Sumner, O'Donnell, Rindles, and Nabla. Bringing the basketball up is Rindles. Rindles comes over to Nabla. Nabla gives over to Sumner. Sumner at the top of the key. Sumner gives it up. Rindles. Rindles with it. Now the cutter, Nabla. Nabla up. No good, but he's fouled on the play. And Patrick will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Don't expect Patrick to shoot 6, 8, or 10 times through the course of the game, but he is going to give you some defense, and he is going to work hard. And that time he was able to get the cut into the lane, almost converted the layup. Instead, he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. First free throw for the sophomore from Sauk Center is up and good. He's got another one coming. It's a kid who has done some work in the weight room, too, and it's evident that he's stronger this year as a sophomore than he was as a freshman. Bakers doesn't lead for the defenders, and Patrick Nabla adds to it. Now it's a 14-point lead, 64-50. 10-28 and counting. Ball game. With it on the left side is Brown. Logan Brown gives it up. Braquan Tucker. Tucker forces it up. Shot no good, and he got bailed out. Ball's going to go on Leighton Sampson, I believe. All Sampson had to do that time was hold his ground, but instead a little bit of a swat. And that'll come with experience. Tucker, cagey enough that he's able to draw the foul. That's foul number two on Sampson. So the free throw on the way for Tucker. It's up and good. For Braquan Tucker, that is his first point of the second half. Comes at the 10-20 mark. And it comes on a free throw. He is now 8-for-8 on charity tosses. Another free throw on the way for Tucker. This one is up and good as well. So Tucker makes them both. He's got 17, and the defender lead is 64-52, and that stops a four-point run by the defenders. With it is O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up. Sumner. Sumner goes left side over to Rindles. Rindles puts it on the deck, hard into the lane, layup good. 9 points in the second half, 15 for the ball game. Dort College leads 66-52. 10 minutes remaining in the contest. Pass comes out front. Brown. Brown feeds it left side over to Tucker. Tucker guarded there by Nabla. Comes back over to Newton. Newton with the basketball. Lob pass over the top for Janu. Janu shot no good. Rebound. Tip. No good. Rebound. Sampson. Sampson with the basketball. Long outlet pass. Into the front court. It comes Sumner. Sumner in the open floor. His shot is good. Cut the hoop and he is fouled. 15 for Sumner. Dort College leads 68-52. 9:38 left to go in the game. Sumner will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Brian Sumner with 15 points this evening. Here tonight, Sumner has shown a knack for getting to the open spaces, and that seems so simple, but many players don't do it. They run to the defense, but Sumner finds the gaps, and he misses that free throw. But he's got 15 points, and the defender lead is 68-52. Braquan Tucker with it, guarded by Nabla. Comes back, left side, stolen away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell driving in, he'll lay it up with a right hand cut. Steal, O'Donnell, bucket, O'Donnell. 9 for O'Donnel. Dort College leads 70-52. Dort College has started the second half with a 37-14 advantage. Jamestown basketball. Dort College threatening to blow it wide open. Nearly stolen away by Rendles. Dort College leading by 18, 9:09 remaining. 9:09 remaining. Jamestown with the basketball. Dort College with the lead. Jimmy basketball. Tucker. Tucker with it on the perimeter. They feed it left side. Three on the way for Johnson. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell, and O'Donnell is pushed from behind by Logan Brown, and Brown has just picked up his fourth personal foul. O'Donnell will shoot a 1-1. Tucker frustrated. Brown frustrated. 70-52 our score. Two free throws on the way for Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell playing because Walterstorff has some foul trouble. So two free throws on the way for O'Donnell, the freshman from Sioux Center. Double bonus time. First free throw by Andrew is up. Hangs on the rim and drops through. Another free throw on the way. Dort College trying to extend it to 19. 71-52 the score. This one's off the mark, no good. And an over-the-back foul, or I should say a pushing foul on David Den Herder, and will walk the other way and shoot free throws. So Dort College misses the opportunity to get up 20. Den Herder commits a personal foul. We've still got a ways to go on this one. 8:56 and holding. Dort College 71, Jamestown 52. It's going to be a short turnaround for the defenders. 13 hours or so from now, they'll be playing basketball again. First free throw is up and good for Jacob Haverin. Haverin with another one coming. Got to think if Dort College can sustain this lead, you might see the bench extended. Now, Dort College has been able to, not by design, but out of necessity tonight, spread the minutes out a lot due to foul trouble. Dort College leads 71-53. Dort College will be playing Crossroads tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. O'Donnell loses that one. Braquan Tucker comes away with it. Tucker puts it up. Can't get it to go. And the rebound is tipped away. O'Donnell hustling back, blocking the shot. Dort College leading 71-54. Taylor Feenstra will check into the ball game. Tyler Waltersdorf will check in as well. Free throws on the way for Taylor Newton. Newton 3-for-4 from the charity stripe. First free throw is up. No good. 71-54 the score. Noblond and Herter will check out of the ballgame. And more free throws on the way for Taylor Newton. Newton tonight 3-for-5 from the charity stripe. ...71-54, 8:41 left to go in the game. Dort College led in scoring tonight by Brian Sumner's 15. Nathan Rendell's also with 15. Raquan Tucker has 17 to lead all players. Rebound taken away by Rendell's. Rendell's nearing a double-double, I would imagine. O'Donnell in traffic. Back over to Rendell's. Reverses Walterstorff. Back over to Sumner. Sumner down to the baseline. Nothing there. Comes back over to Rendell's. Rendell's into the lane. No-look pass over to Feenstra. Layup good. Taylor Feenstra, the recipient of the pass from Rendell's. Dort College leads by 19. Feenstra with 7 points. Jamestown basketball. 73-54, Dort College by 19. Jimmy basketball, they pass right side. With it is Sam Johnson. Lob pass comes to Havren. Havren on the elbow. Havren backs his way in. Kicks it out. Newton. Newton with the basketball. Newton back over to Brown. Brown shot no good. All out sprint. Rebound taken away by Rendell's. Rendell's gets it over to Walt. Tyler Waltersdorf into the front court. Tyler passes left side over to Sumner. Sumner underneath Feenstra. Feenstra back over to Sumner. Sumner, three ball, no good. Rebound taken away by Jamestown. Jimmy basketball. Tucker. Tucker drives the lane, and he's going to be called for traveling. Turnover back to the Dort College defenders. 73-54, Dort College by 19. Alex Terpstra will check into the game. Andrew O'Donnell will check out. Brian Sumner will check out of the ballgame. On the floor for the defenders, Feenstra, Terpstra, Nabla, Waltersdorf, and Rendell's. Nathan Rendell's will bring the ball into the front court. Rendell's, right side it goes, Terpstra. Terpstra comes back over to Nabla. Nabla goes left side over to who? Rendell's. Rendell's down low to Feenstra. Feenstra, Rendell's. Rendell's in the lane, good. Nathan Rendell's, 11 second half points, 17 for the ball game. Dort College leads 75-54, biggest lead of the night. 7:08 left to play in the game. Raquan Tucker looking down low, feeds Smith. Smith faces up against Feenstra. Feenstra holds his ground. Jamestown reverses it. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Jamestown basketball. Vlad Stojkovicu will check into the ball game. Checking out is Sam Johnson. 6:59 left to play. And the ball is inbounded to Stojkovicu. Stojkovicu gives it up. Hagler. Hagler over the ball. Leighton Sampson to check back in at the next break. Out front with it is Tucker. Tucker over the basketball. Comes back right side and a bank shot by Stojkovicu. Stojkovicu misses so badly it goes in. Dort College leads by 18, 75-57. Dort College basketball, Rendell's over to Terpstra, 6.5 left to go. Terpstra out front. Walthersdorf, three, off the heel, no good. Rebound tap, no good. Rebound controlled by Rindles. Rindles good. Nathan Rindles, the hustle points. Dort College leads 77-57. 77-57, 6:12 remaining. Feed it down low. Smith. Smith guarded there by Feenstra. And Taylor's going to pick up the personal foul on the post defense. Had both hands on the player. 77-57 our score. Feenstra whistled for the personal foul, his fourth. So Dort College now has three players with four fouls each. They are Nabla, Walthersdorf, and Feenstra. Smith, free throw, up, good. Cedric Smith, 2 for 5 from the charity stripe. Feenstra will check out of the ballgame. And Cedric Smith will shoot another free throw. 77-58, Dort College by 19. Smith misses that free throw. Walthersdorf tracks it down. And the Dort College defenders come back the other way. Rindles into the corner, Terpstra. Terpstra caught up in the air, dumps it over to Sampson. Sampson shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Jamestown. Raquan Tucker. Raquan Tucker travels with it. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Raquan Tucker whistled for the travel. And the Dort College defenders playing with a 19-point lead at 77-58. Bringing the ball up is Rindles. Rindles with it on the right wing. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra, deep left corner. Sampson has possession. They can't find him. Rindles back over to Terp. Terp now down low to Sampson. Sampson facing up against Smith. Double team. Kick out. Terpstra. Terpstra, ball fake. Drives in. And we've got a foul on the play. A hold called on Jamestown. And the Jimmies get called for the personal. If you like free-flowing basketball, tonight has not been your night. And over 30 fouls called in the first half, the two teams combined, and I would imagine we're approaching that total here in the second half. 77-58, our score. First free throw by Terpstra, no good. Alex, another free throw on the way. He's got 2 points tonight. Rindles and Walthersdorf will check out of the ballgame for the time being. On the floor for the defenders now, Sumner, Nabla, O'Donnell, Terpstra, and Sampson. Second free throw is up and good. So Terpstra makes 1 of 2, sophomore from Colorado. And the defenders lead by 20 again, 78-58. Block shot by the defenders, coming back the other way is O'Donnell. O'Donnell into the front court. Andrew with the basketball. Down into the corner. Cross court pass, Sumner, three ball, bang, bang, bang. Brian Sumner, the three ball. Dort College blows it open. Up by 23, 81-58. 5:04 remaining. Jamestown basketball. Stojka Vichu gives it up over to Brown. Brown with the basketball. Brown lob pass down low to Smith. Smith facing up against Sampson. Sampson not giving up any ground. Pass into the lane. Stojka Vichu, he got free, and he gets the easy bucket. 81-60, Dort College leading. 4:40 and counting in this contest. Alex Terpstra, three ball, no good from the corner. Rebound taken away by Jamestown. Jimmy basketball. They come back over to Stojka Vichu. Stojka Vichu back over to Hagler. Hagler, round the horn they go, over to Brown. Brown with the basketball. Brown leading with the elbow. Gives it up to Stojka Vichu. Stojka Vichu, Cedric Smith. Cedric Smith, 12-footer, no good. And now we've got a hold called on Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell whistled for the hold on the rebound. And that time O'Donnell, no chance to really box the player out, so he simply face guarded him. Had one arm wrapped around him though and gets called for the hold. Free throws on the way for Stojka Vichu. Stojka Vichu will shoot two. First one is up and down, double bonus time. Dort College has shot 17 free throws here in the second half, and we've still got 4:16 remaining. Jamestown has shot 16, so we're going to be over 80 combined free throws between these two teams tonight. Second free throw, no good. Rebound cleared out. Dort College with the basketball and the 81-61 lead. Bringing the basketball up right side. They go over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it on the wing. Gives it up. Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra feeds it over to Sumner. Sumner in between the circles. He comes right side. O'Donnell. O'Donnell loses it. Tried to shake and bake. Ball taken away by Stojkovicu. Stojkovicu layup with the left hand. Good. Stojkovicu with eight. And the Dort College lead is 81-63. 3:40 and counting, ball game. O'Donnell, left side it goes to Terpstra. Terpstra to Sumner. Sumner, right side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up to Feenstra. Feenstra let fly with a three, and he hits it. Taylor Feenstra, the three-point bucket. North College leads 84-63 from the top of the key. His defender sagged off him. He casts up a three, and he drops it through. 3:17 remaining, ball game. Jamestown basketball with it right side. Three answering, yes. Three-pointer Jake Hadler, he's got 11. Dort College leads 84-66. Dort College basketball, 3 minutes remaining. Pass left side goes over to Terp. Terpstra with it. Terpstra gives it up over to Sumner. Sumner right side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the wing. Walterstorff comes back over to Feenstra, a little too deep for his liking. Jamestown on defense. Dort College milking clock. 12 seconds remaining. Feenstra gives it up. Back over to O'Donnell. Nine now to shoot. 2:40 on the game clock. Walterstorff spins. Draws contact. No call made. Rebound tapped out. Feenstra hustling for it. It's loose. Picked up by Jamestown and Kewan Davis. Kewan Davis with the basketball. Long three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. He's strong with it. Gets it back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell into the front court. 2:20 remaining. 84-66, Dort College with an 18-point advantage. Left side pass, it goes over to Terp. Terpstra with it. Terpstra out front, Walterstorff. Walterstorff back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, 2:05 and counting. 14 left on the play, on the game, on the shot clock. Got to get the terminology right again. Danny Voss is going to check in at the next break. Three to shoot. O'Donnell. Back over to Terp. Terp, long three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Jamestown. Jamestown, shot no good by Kewan Davis. Here comes Dort College. O'Donnell will walk it up, 1:37 left to play. Dort College is going to win their first game of the season. Wasn't always pretty. Dort College is going to call their first timeout of the ball game. Well, beg your pardon, their second timeout. So a timeout, Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Eric Talsma will check into the ballgame for the defenders at the next break. He didn't make it in before the horn. And Dort College will inbound the basketball. Alex Terpstra will toss it in. So Terpstra to toss it in. Trevor Kalk into the ballgame for the defenders. Danny Voss with it out front. Kalk looking for Brewersma down low. Instead goes out front to O'Donnell. O'Donnell over to Voss. Voss with the basketball. Voss gives it up. Terpstra. Terpstra in between the circles. Back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell back over to Voss. Voss gives it up. Terpstra. Six to shoot. Now O'Donnell. O'Donnell long three. Missed it. No good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Jamestown. I beg your pardon, by Dort College. It'll be Jamestown basketball. O'Donnell will check out of the ballgame. 1:07 remaining. Dort College with the lead. Jamestown with the basketball. Jamestown will slip to 1-2. They face Northwestern tomorrow. Dort College faces Crossroads. 58 seconds and counting. Jamestown shot on the way off the heel. No good. Talsma checked into the ballgame, and now we're going to have Dom Nibelink checking in. Foul's going to go on Brandon Brewersma. Brewersma picks up the personal. 84-66, Dort College in front. 53.7 seconds remaining. Free throw is up. In and out, no good. Another free throw coming. Terp checks out. Voss checks out. Cody Zimmerman checks into the ballgame for the defenders. Zimmerman, a 6'5 sophomore from Waupun, Wisconsin. Free throw is up by Janu. It's good. He makes one of two. He has 5 points. And the Dort College lead is 84-67. Talsma with it on the right wing. Talsma to Brewersma. Brewersma goes left wing to Kalk. Kalk to Zimmerman. Zimmerman gives it up underneath Brewersma. Brewersma, baby hook, can't get it to go off the glass. Rebound taken away by Kewan Davis. Kewan Davis with the basketball. He gives it up. Down low, Janu. Janu facing up with Brewersma. Loses his footing and a foul gets called on the play. Well, Dort College will place Crossroads tomorrow, and then it's Dakota State on Tuesday of next week. Some good things tonight seen by the Dort College coaching staff, I would imagine, and plenty of things to work on. Our score. Second free throw is up. No good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. And the defenders with an 84-68 advantage, and that in all likelihood is how it will end. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Talsma will dribble out the clock. He holds it, and that's your final. Dort College 84, Jamestown 68. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College outscores Jamestown by my math, 51-30 in the second half to take an 84-68 victory. The Dort College defenders win an 18-point battle with the Jamestown Jimmies. And, Coach, we don't quite have the numbers yet. If we get them, we'll pass them along during the interview. But your general thoughts tonight, a season opener, obviously a lot of questions heading in. I'd imagine you saw some good things tonight. Also saw plenty of things that your team can work on.
Mike, you know, we're at a point here after 23 practices and two scrimmages. It was time to play a game. I think any coach would say you're never quite ready for your first game. I think the fact that we threw a lot of new faces on the floor, I think that really showed itself in the first half. But you just have to eventually go out and play and then hope to get better. And I thought in the first half we showed our youth quite a bit. I thought we were rattled at times and obviously saddled with some key fouls. But the second half I thought we did a better job of stringing together some stouts that allowed us to get out in transition a little bit. I felt we got a couple layups and couple three-pointers that allowed us to loosen a few things up and send us away there. But, it was a much better second half.
Braquan Tucker gave you some problems in the first half. Came in averaging 25.5 points per game last year. Averaged right around 20 points per ball game, if I remember correctly. Had 15 at halftime. He ends with 17. Much better job defensively on him in the second half.
Thought Patrick Knobloch and Andrew O'Donnell, those two guys really fought hard against him and tried to deny him the ball in some easy spots there. I thought those two guys were really good defensively. I thought overall, I think the numbers reflect that our defensive effort and intensity was pretty good. We rebounded the ball pretty well. You know, we are who we are. We're not going to be flashy this year. We have to be rather, I wouldn't say methodical, but we're going to have to grind some things out, you know, both offensively and defensively. And I thought, you know, for the most part, we did that. First half, I thought we played well. Just didn't convert at the foul line. Yep. We were 15-26 in the first half, I remember right. And, you know, that's tough. We just got to do a better job of that.
Definitely left some points on the table in that first half. Second half, much stronger. Nathan Rendell's got things going for you offensively in the second half. Brian Sumner ended up in the right place at the right time on a few different occasions. He found open gaps, and his teammates found him. Pretty good ball game by those two guards here this evening.
And we need them to be good, Mike. You know, obviously Nathan had the tremendous year last year where he's all conference, and Brian, a lot of playing time, and we need him to make a significant leap. And those two guys were very good for us. And, you know, I thought our three freshmen were very good tonight in different stretches. You know, Andrew and Taylor and Layton, and this isn't an easy thing to come into. And sometimes it's almost easier going on the road to start your college career. One of the great things about DeWitt is the place is packed and our fans are great. but there were definitely some jitters early from those guys, and I thought all three of them had really good second halves.
Well, and you talk about that, I guess I wondered on an October 31, a Friday evening, there's volleyball semifinals happening with some of our schools in the area tonight. I wondered how full the DeWitt would be, and our questions were answered pretty quickly tonight. Looks like some people were eager to see some basketball this evening.
Mike, I tell you what, and our kids, we remind them daily as often as a staff how fortunate they are to play in this environment. There's a lot of people that don't have it, and our kids are really blessed and fortunate to be playing in front of a crowd like this. They're the best around, and we don't take it for granted.
Coach, I'll let you go. Best wishes to you tomorrow as you take on Crossroads. You're going to have to do it without me, but I've got full faith in you and the coaching staff that you'll get this one done.
You got a good day ahead of you, Mike. Son Clay is running in the state cross-country meet. He's a senior, and you can't miss those things. Speaking from experience, you gotta be there. So you have a great day, and we'll do the best we can.
I will leave things in very good hands, and they probably won't miss me one bit. The Dort College Defenders, 26 of 52 from the floor, 50%, 6 for 21 on threes, and 26 of 43 from the free throw line. That ends up being a total of 60.5% for Jamestown, 16 of 44 from the floor. 36.4%, 6 for 19 on threes, 31.6%, 30 of 41 on free throws. 30 of 41 on free throws. As they end up at 73.2%. Dort College rebounds Jamestown, 42 to 30. Turnovers, Dort College cut down on their turnovers dramatically in the second half. They only had 13, they had 11 at halftime. Jamestown ends with 16 turnovers. Dort College was led tonight by Nathan Rindles with 19 points. Brian Sumner, 18 points on 8 of 11 shooting. 10 points each for Tyler Walterstorff, Taylor Feenstra, and Andrew O'Donnell. 7 rebounds for David Den Herter, 5 for Leighton Sampson, 3 points for Alex Terpstra. Did I say rebounds for David Den Herter? That should have been 7 points for David Den Herter. Patrick Nabala ends up with 2. Jamestown was paced by Tucker with 17 points. Jake Hagler had 11. Vlad Stojkovicu had 10. 8 each for Jacob Havren and Taylor Newton. 6 for Dan Janu. 4 for Cedric Smith. 2 for Sam Johnson. And 2 for Logan Brown for their total of 68 points. Rebounds, Nathan Rindles with 7. Andrew O'Donnell with 7. 6 for David Den Herter. 5 each for Tyler Walterstorff and Taylor Feenstra. 4 rebounds for Brian Sumner, and did I mention Den Herter? He had 6. Jamestown's rebounds, Logan Brown had 4, no one else with more than 3. Assist totals, Nathan Rindles credited with 3, Andrew O'Donnell with 3, 2 for Brian Sumner. For Jamestown, 2 assists each for Braquan Tucker and Taylor Newton. Steals, Tucker had 4. Dort College's Andrew O'Donnell had 2. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. More webcasts coming your way tomorrow morning, bright and early, 9 o'clock, Dort College versus Presentation in women's basketball, followed at 11 o'clock by Dort College versus Crossroads. That'll be another webcast. Football and volleyball on KDCR, 1 o'clock kickoff for the football team, and a 5 o'clock first serve for Dort College varsity volleyball as they face the Doan Tigers, both football and volleyball facing Doan. That will do it for KDCR Sports. I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.